Hey friends, welcome to the Thanksgiving episode of Her God Story, where you will always hear a good story to encourage and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. I'm your host, Jody Kiracosta, ministry leader at Somebody Cares America and International, author and traveler on this journey of faith. I am so grateful that our forefathers set aside a day to offer gratitude to the Lord for all He's done in our lives, in our nation, in our world. At times, situations look bleak, and without God, we would certainly despair. But God, who's rich in mercy, abounding in love and kindness, and mighty to save, does bring His people through those times into better ones. And in doing that, He draws those who don't know Him yet into His family as well. You know, the first Thanksgiving proclamation was made by our very first president, George Washington, in 1789. I found it on the MountVernon.org website. It's so powerful. I want to read it to you. Hopefully, I won't get tongue-tied because it is in older English. This is it. By the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor, and whereby both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to proclaim to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable interpositions of His providence which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general for all the great and various favors which He hath been pleased to confer upon us, and also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people, by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as has shown goodness unto us, kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as He alone knows to be best. Wow. I've had to read it to myself several times to grasp all that's contained in that powerful statement. It is a thanksgiving to God for His intervention in bringing about the independence of these United States. We would all do well during this Thanksgiving season to ponder His words and join our hearts with them in both prayer and thanksgiving. As I read that amazing proclamation, it reminds me of several stories in the Bible where God brought about other unlikely victories for His people, and they also made declarations, actually anthems of thanksgiving and praise to Him. But I'm just going to share from two of them here today. When the Israelites were led out of Egypt, Miriam was well over 80 years old. She had spent her entire life in slavery. She had witnessed the extreme cruelty of the Egyptians when she was a girl, as they decreed the killing of all male babies born to the Israelites. When her younger brother Moses was born, She helped hide him and watch over him while he was placed in a basket on the Nile. And she was courageous enough to approach an Egyptian princess who found Moses, offering to find a nursemaid for him. Her actions allowed Moses to be cared for by his mother, probably for several more years. But then she fades from view for almost 80 years. We find out later that Miriam was a prophetess to her people. Maybe she encouraged them in the final years of their slavery to hold on to God's promise of a deliverer. We don't know the details, but we do know that she saw the miraculous signs and wonders God used to defeat the mighty Egyptians and set her people free from 4 centuries of slavery. Freedom. Independence. It must have been both exhilarating and a little scary walking out of Egypt as a free woman. She'd never lived anywhere else. She was walking into the unknown, much like her forefathers, much like our forefathers when they founded a new nation. But like them, Miriam was surrounded by her loved ones and others who had prayed for this day all their lives. When they camped at the Red Sea, I imagine they were breathing a huge sigh of relief, resting, maybe for the first time in their lives, and wondering what was next. Then the feared Egyptian army is seen charging at them from a distance. Fear gripped the whole camp as they imagined being dragged back into slavery or slaughtered where they stood. They thought God had won a victory for them. They thought he was the one who sent the plagues that decimated the land, but could they have been wrong? Doubt seized them as their oppressors closed in with drawn swords. Imagine being Miriam for a moment. Did her faith waver too? Then God supernaturally placed a wall of fire behind them, separating the Israelites from the coming attackers. God told Moses to get the people moving. He stretched his staff over the water, and the Red Sea in front of them parted. Moses probably relied on Miriam and her brother Aaron to pass the word. Pack up! We're going across! Think about what that was like, walking through walls of water on either side. It must have been surreal. Miriam got to the other side and looked back to see the Egyptian army racing through the sea after them, and then watched as the water crashed on top of them, wiping out Pharaoh's entire army. Any doubt that it was the Lord who rescued them vanished. Exodus 14:31 in the New Living Translation reads, "And when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant." And then celebration broke out. Moses, we think, wrote an anthem, and the Israelites all sang it together, like the proclamation that George Washington wrote. This song talked about the mighty works of God and how he had delivered them from the hand of their oppressors. And in Exodus 15:20 and 21, it says, "Miriam," now remember, Miriam is over 80 years old, "took a timbrel and started leading the women in dancing while she sang to them, 'Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and rider he has thrown into the sea.'" What a joyful time of celebration and thanksgiving, singing and dancing and laughing. Their deliverance from Egypt was final. Never again would they need to fear Pharaoh. After 80 plus years, Miriam knew the Lord her God had set them free from bondage, and she could not contain her joy. If you have declared Jesus to be your Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead, then God has certainly set you free from bondage as well, bondage to sin and death. As you consider what you're grateful for this season, be sure to include that. Deborah was another woman in the Bible that memorialized her thanksgiving to God in an anthem. By her time, the Israelites had settled in the Promised Land. Many of the people did evil in the eyes of the Lord, doing what was right in their own eyes. So the Lord allowed the Canaanite king Jabin and his army to terrorize them. You know, it reminds me a bit of our day. People doing what's right in their own eyes and forsaking the Lord who gave us our freedom. The Israelites endured severe oppression for probably about 20 years. And then they finally cried out to the Lord for help. Deborah was a prophetess in Israel, and people from all over the land would come to her with questions and conflict for her judgment. The Lord spoke to Deborah and told her that Israel should go to war against the Canaanite army. The commander of the Israelite army was so scared when Deborah told him that he would not go to war unless Deborah went along. So she did. And God won the Israelites a mighty victory over their oppressors, giving the enemy commander into the hands of another woman, Jael. Of course, there's a whole lot more to this story, so if you're not familiar with it, I encourage you to read Judges chapters 4 and 5. But when the victory was complete and Jabin, king of Canaan, was destroyed, Deborah penned a song or declaration of thanksgiving to God for what he'd done. And God was so blessed by it that he put it in the Bible for everyone to see through all future generations. It tells the story of how God defeated their enemy. The Lord had spoken to Deborah and promised deliverance, and then he led the army into victory. It was very clear that the Lord won the battle, and it was not their own strength. The whole song Deborah wrote is 30 verses long, which I will not read in full, but Judges 5, 2 through 5, and verse 31 give you the flavor of what she said. The New Living Translation reads, "Israel's leaders took charge, and the people gladly followed. Praise the Lord! Listen, you kings, pay attention, you mighty rulers, for I will sing to the Lord. I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you set out from Seir and marched across the fields of Edom, the earth trembled. The mighty clouds poured down rain. The mountains quaked in the presence of the Lord, the God of Mount Sinai, in the presence of the Lord, the God of Israel." See how she gave honor and praise to God? Verse 31 ends the song with, "Lord, may all your enemies die like Sisera, and may those who love you rise like the sun in all its power." Has the Lord seen you through some battles in your life? Or maybe even this year? Maybe a health scare, a relationship issue, challenges at work, financial problems? Maybe you're still in the battle. Whatever the situation, thank the Lord for his intervention. Praise him for his victory. Spiritual power is released when we declare the victory of the Lord in each situation and thank him for seeing us through. It seals the victory in our hearts and mind and in the spiritual realm as well. Years ago, I wrote an anthem of sorts myself. It was not about huge deliverance like Miriam's or Deborah's are, but because my real deliverance happened when I was 6 years old, that is when Jesus saved me from my sin and I committed my life to following him. So my anthem is about God's goodness in my life. I'll read it to you in a minute, but first I want to encourage you to write one of your own. Maybe it will be short, like Miriam's declaration in Exodus 15:21, or maybe it will be longer with more detail like Deborah's in Judges 5, or maybe it will be something like mine. Whatever the case, the Lord will be blessed by your declaration of praise to him, and I may just do another one myself. Here's the one I composed. It's called So That Thanksgiving. Safe shelter, plenty to eat, a choice of clothes, shoes on my feet, a loving family, a comfortable bed, friends to laugh with, pillows for my head. They're simple things that I'm thankful for, and each year I appreciate them more. Eyesight to see, books I can read, doctors close by, a staff to lead, the ability to smile, the freedom to choose who to vote for, win or lose, strength for any task, money to give, a savior who died so that I can live. The blessings go on, too numerous to mention. God is so good. He deserves my attention. When I think of all he's done and how he first loved me, I want to bless him back with a life lived generously. If you do write your own, I'd love to read it and maybe even share it on a future podcast. So if you're brave enough, email it to me at hergodstory@somebodycares.org. As we close, I want to leave you with a few final thoughts about Thanksgiving from Psalm 100. It's a short but powerful passage to read, ponder, and yes, even sing. We used to sing the King James Version in worship services when I was younger, but I'll read it to you in the New American Standard. I believe it is a prescription for spiritual health in the midst of whatever challenges you face. "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations." This psalm tells us to be bold when we go before the Lord joyfully, knowing that he loves you and delights in answering your prayers. I have to confess, I do not always approach him joyfully. Sometimes I'm timid or even gloomy about a situation, but I'm committed to doing better because he is worthy of praise. It also commends us to serve the Lord gladly. How often do we, me included, do something for the Lord half-heartedly, even begrudgingly, especially when it does not meet our expectations? I'm convicted again, but I am reminded of what an amazing honor we have in serving the King of Kings as his children. Thinking of it that way always gladdens my heart. We're also reminded that our Lord is indeed God, the only God, our Creator. We are not God. He is. Isn't that a relief? I am so thankful that He is willing to carry my burdens, that He provides for me, that I don't have to worry because He is God and He loves me. And then we're encouraged that we are His people. He is our shepherd. We can rely on Him, as it says in Psalm 23, to lead us, provide for us, protect us, and bless us. The psalmist tells us the sure way to enter His presence is with thanksgiving and praise, thanking God for all He's done for us and praising Him for who He is, knowing He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or imagine, as it says in Ephesians 3:20. We are reminded again to give thanks to God, which blesses Him. When we acknowledge all good things come from Him, it thrills Him. And the psalmist reminds us that God is good. His loving kindness is eternal, and He is always, 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 always faithful. That is truly something to be thankful for. Let me pray for you. Oh, Father, I come before You boldly and joyfully today. How majestic and awesome You are. You are the Creator of all things. You hold all things together. We thank You for holding us together. Our every cell is held together by Your command. We thank You that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Father, I could go on and on and on about Your wondrous deeds, Your power, Your love, Your faithfulness. No words can fully capture the essence of who You are. You are altogether glorious. And now, Father, I lift up each of my dear listening friends. Thank You for drawing each one to Yourself. Thank You for the work You're doing in their lives so that their faith is growing more and more. You love them and want only good for them. So I ask today that You would intervene in their lives as only You can. I speak healing over them. I speak joy. I speak breakthrough for every challenge they are facing. And most of all, I thank You, dear Lord, for hearing me and moving even now on their behalf. I thank You for the breakthroughs. I thank You for the miracles these dear ones will see this year in their lives and situations. Your hand, O Lord, is not too short. You can reach every one of them, no matter where they are in the world. And so I praise You for Your goodness and faithfulness. I declare that everything You do is good. And say, Heavenly Father, that we delight in You. We glorify Your name. That the words of our mouths, let the meditations of our heart be acceptable to You and bless You as we move forward today, this week, and beyond. And it is in Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. You know, dear friends, there are widows as well as orphans all over the world who need to experience the tangible love of God right now. Many have special needs that we as a company of women can meet together. And as we do their thanksgiving, will join us as praise to God too. Will you consider joining us with a special gift to help? Just go to hergodstory.org and click on the Widow and Orphan tab at the top of the page. Thank you for tuning in. In our show notes at hergodstory.org, you will find scriptures and other information we talked about. You can also get a 6-week devotional book on women of the Bible to download for free. Or you might want to purchase a 12-week devotional for just $12, knowing that all the proceeds will go to our widow and orphan fund. Dear ones, we'd love to pray for you on our 24/7 prayer and text line. So give us a call anytime at 855-459-CARE or email us at prayer@somebodycares.org. And now, dear friends, I bless you. From Psalm 68, verse 3, and Psalm 90, verse 14. May you be satisfied in the morning with God's unfailing love so you can sing for joy and be glad all your days. May you be glad and rejoice before God. May you be happy and joyful. Happy Thanksgiving.
Her God Story is a ministry of Somebody Cares America and International. To find out more about or support the ministry, go to somebodycares.org.